Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's that time of the week again, where we're going to take a few minutes out to think about the world around us. We've already spoken about trees and grasses, and this week we're going underground to look at soil.
So believe it or not, there's more life in 1 meter cubic of a healthy soil than in a kilometer cubic of an ocean. There's so much life out there. So one teaspoon has millions or even billions of bacteria cells, millions of fungi, protozoa, nematodes. There's so much life out there. The life we don't see, but this life works for us. There's more life in 1 teaspoon of a healthy soil than all the people in the world.
And our good news story for this week is related to soil. Scientists have begun exploring the connections between human health and soil through its links with the human biome. Now, researchers have found proof that healthy soils support healthy bodies. Analysis of soil from Ireland, long thought to have medicinal properties, has shown that it does contain a previously unknown strain of bacteria, and that bacteria is effective against 4 of the top superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics, including MRSA. So it certainly seems worthwhile to look at soil a little more closely, but to do so, we're actually going to have to start with our kitchen waste. PhD student Shelley Long explained the link between this waste and climate change at a food waste workshop in the ATU.
We don't want waste going to landfill because it's creating greenhouse gases. And food waste in particular is attributing to 8 to 10% of greenhouse gas emissions. And if food waste was classed as a country, it would be the third highest emitter of greenhouse gas emissions, behind China and the US.
Is it because they're so decomposing?
Once it decomposes, it produces CO2 and methane, which are your greenhouse gases, and it goes up into the atmosphere. And they're saying that an average EU citizen wastes around 173 kilos of food annually. So one bag of sugar is 1 kg. But there's lots of different reasons why things might go off. The climate change and pests, issue with pests if you're growing things. Like sometimes if it's a little bit warmer, there might be more pests, or you might have freak weather that would cause harvests to fail. At the end of the day too, you have to pay to have your waste removed, so it's costing companies money. So it makes sense on lots of different levels.
So one of the easy solutions here is composting, as every time we compost vegetable peels or garden cuttings, we stop that organic matter from impacting on climate change. This simple action can greatly increase the amount of carbon that's stored in the soil. We got some opinions on compost and waste from the workshop participants.
If you wanted to use, you might just take off that outside layer and put that in your compost bin, and you might be able to use the rest. But with vegetables, it's about how does it look, how does it feel, maybe smell.
Mostly she uses lots of stuff we don't eat and she turns into plant food.
And sometimes, you see, we go to the supermarket and they say, buy one, get another free, because they're close to the expiration date. But then I don't really need it, and it ends up being wasted in the fridge.
That's not food for humans, that's food for the plants.
Well, we do have a compost heap, but that releases the CO2, like they were talking about.
But you're using that again, and do you grow any vegetables?
Yeah, we grow potatoes. And so that lasts us the whole year.
So you're using the compost to help you grow the potatoes.
Yeah. Compost increases the formation of stable carbon, and that remains bound in the soil. And compost applied as organic fertilizer also helps to slow down greenhouse emissions in arable soils. We're lucky in the Northwest to have soil scientist Aga Pivovarczyk, or Dr. Aga, to call on. Here she explains how even someone living in the smallest space can produce compost from their kitchen waste by making a simple wormery.
The wormery was for me to have in the kitchen, like a compost. This is one of the cleanest systems you can have. Even if you have no space anywhere, you can still have this under your bed if you like. It doesn't smell. It doesn't smell because many people think it's the same as a compost. It's actually this kind of soury smell, acidic. Yeah. No. It's very clean.
So if you live in a small apartment,
yeah,
you have no garden.
No garden.
You have no outside.
And you see, would like to have a warmery and there's some life. You can have a warmery under your bed if you like.
And when you say a warmery, people might think of something really complicated.
It's a small box.
Plastic box.
A plastic box that is not transparent. Mm-hmm. It has to have holes, ideally in the lid, so the oxygen can get into the system. And you just bring few earthworms into your box and then give them plant. So, and it's food scraps and a little bit of carbon too, to have a little bit of carbon for bacteria as well.
And this will work if the person just goes to somebody's garden and digs up some earthworms.
Exactly.
Do they need many?
Oh, well, you start with a few and then this baby earthworms come. Yeah.
And cover it up.
Yeah.
Worms, peelings.
A little bit of maybe like carbon that is not coated, if you like. Yeah. Plant residues and even tea bags, coffee. So anything you would add to a normal, like a compost. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Can add to the warmery as well. And this is a great, especially if you have children, it's a great way for them to get connected with soil. And so, but this is constantly working. There was nothing except for few bits and pieces of cardboard and plant residues.
Okay.
So one of the reasons we need to keep soil moist, of course, because plants need water, but also earthworms need to breathe. And they breathe the oxygen that is dissolved in the water. That's why you need to keep your compost as well wet. Just moist. If you want to have earthworms. And this is how much they make. They just make pure soil.
Once you're up and running, home composting is one of the easiest environmentally beneficial activities you can engage in. And you can source your worms locally at Wriggler's Worm Farm near Drumahair in Leitrim. They'll even send them out to you in the post if you want. Even if you have no interest in gardening, maybe you would give composting a go, and the finished product will be the most welcome present for any gardener you know.